how your phone is going to get taken away.
Yeah. Like, wait. And then, like, the whole podcast is just...
It's just gone.
It's just the teachers talking.
We should, that'd be... Well, first of all, hello.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Generic Teenager Podcast.
Generic Teenager Talk.
It's,
podcast.
Yeah. Whatever, Jackie.
Welcome our one subscriber.
Yeah, Jackie just checked it, and we have one subscriber. Wherever you are, we love you.
Also, we just barely uploaded the other one because I thought I uploaded, but apparently not because I don't know. Anyway.
But hold.
We're back to school after, if 9 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, 7 school days. No, 6 school days. No, that makes it 8 days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
yeah.
Monday,
so
Tuesday,
that's like...
Thursday. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, 8 days.
Cool.
And 6 school days.
That was quite the experience.
It was the break.
Well, I mean,
it was the break.
I did nothing, so...
Oh, cool, yeah. It was a break we deserved, but we didn't deserve it that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes, Jackie.
But
you said.
Yes. It was pretty stupid to start it on a Friday, though, because, nothing is really going on.
Yeah.
And it'd just be smart to start it next week. Also, the days that we miss don't have to be added on to the end of the school year, so I am getting out on my birthday.
Nice. What are we doing for your birthday?
I don't know. What should we do?
I don't know. Well, I don't know, Jackie.
So confusing.
We'll figure it out.
Yes. The day of.
Awesome.
Okay, guys. We're going to California. Oh, wait. That wouldn't be bad because, I mean, that's summer vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, it's our second to last summer vacation.
And then college.
Ooh. Well...
I mean, no, there was this one thing I actually did do during the break. I made hamburgers.
Oh.
Yeah, I cook, see? I'm cool.
I don't know how to cook. I once learned how to make an omelet, and I kept making omelets because I was proud of being able to make one thing.
I made these burgers. We made them in culinary. They're called the Juicy Lucy. It's the best burger I've ever tasted ever.
Stop it! Every time he goes to culinary, he just...
Next week, we're doing a cupcake war.
If only people could see expressions on him. I'm gonna learn how to cook.
How to cook, okay.
And how to bake.
I should start making cooking videos. Actually, yeah, me and Matthew are trying to do that.
Oh, yeah. I've seen. We should go subscribe to Coolboy231.
Coolboy231, yeah.
You hear that, Matthew? If you ever find this, Coolboy231.
This is going to be here forever.
It is. So, Matthew, if you ever get a random burst of one subscriber, just know that was because of us.
That was us. We helped you.
Why do people listen? Why are people going to listen to this?
I don't know. Well, we got one person. Hopefully that one person can tell their friends or whoever.
Watch them just unsubscribe after this one. There's too much attention on me. So whoever you are, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we didn't think we'd make it this far. This really was just for fun.
Yeah, it was, because we have nothing to do during this lunch period. Ah, the Spanish food. Oh, no. I had to finish the restaurant, so.
Yeah.
And she's going to be disappointed after all this time. She's just going to get rained with disappointment on me because she expected us to, kind of study all this time, but no.
But no.
And then that on top of the SNHS thing.
That's, wow.
Yeah. Why don't teachers, you know how some categories are larger than others, writing outcomes could be 20% and then homework and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's just dumb. Why don't you just make it even? Because what if a student is good in, like homework and, like, turning everything in and tests and quizzes, but then a writing thing just brings all that work down.
I guess.
It'd be, like, really dumb because they worked hard for that, but that one category
just brings all the way down.
With, like an example, I got an 80 out of 100 on my practice PBA writing, and my grade went from a 101 to a 94. So...
Wow. I still can't believe it went down by that much.
I know, 7%. And it was a practice one, too. Like, I got... For all of them, I got highly successful, except for one, which was successful, which I don't understand why that would bring it down so much.
But, I think you said this before. It's like, getting your grade up is so hard, but getting it down is really easy.
I know,
easy.
That's so dumb. What the heck? Like, even if you get, like, 100%, it doesn't even budge. But if you get,
like an 90, 80s, like, yeah, 95,
an 80s or around that, and it, like, averages out, but it still, like, takes it down. But all those hundreds don't even support it. It's just stupid. you guys wonder why we have such terrible students. At Moon Valley.
No, Jackie, stop. I'm pretty sure that you just gave... Well, how many schools
Greenway
come with you?
Greenway,
yeah,
I mean...
We
have the worst students ever.
We should just list off a whole bunch of high schools and...
We should.
Yeah.
Sunny Slope.
Chaparral.
Centennial.
Well, Chaparral's an elementary school, so... we're just in the
Everybody else just goes after them.
Yes, we're actually in an elementary school. Right now, it's the student's lunchtime. I'm sitting right next to a sixth grader.
Oh, this is one photo. This
I would
one
love
thing.
That if we did the podcast at our elementary school. Just like, we just walk
get out of here.
We just walk in the front and just go in the cafeteria and just like sit down and just put your phone in there. We just sit there and talk for like 10 minutes and just leave after that. Every day we do that.
They would think we're losers because they're cool sixth graders while we're 10th graders. They are way above us because they have no worries, whereas we are being crushed
by
all the stress and everything.
High school sucks.
It does. Do you guys ever get the chance?
I hate high school, but I feel like me in middle school... worse because it's like high school but not really.
Oh, middle school is kind of like a blur. It's like,
yeah, I don't really remember much of what happened there.
That's so weird. It's like my mind made up a fake
everything.
2 years and then boom. I like
I'm
Mrs.
here.
Long and Mrs. Bohm.
Oh yeah, they were
was
nice.
Was her name Bohm?
I'm pretty sure it's Bohm. I think my cousin said she doesn't teach there anymore or something like that.
She was nice.
I don't think Mrs. Stefanik is there either. That's what I know.
No!
I love Stefanik. He was really cool.
At least, what's her
should
name?
Should we just say their last names? Because we kind of...
we kind of did.
Well,
so... Their
yeah, but like...
If you guys are all
yeah,
there...
Yeah, don't...
Oh, wait, what was that guy's... Not guy. That woman's name started with an L.
No.
She taught social studies.
I don't think I had social studies. No, I did for... I had social studies seventh grade, but then eighth grade, I didn't... Wait, what's that way?
We had social studies
eighth
grade. No, we had it in both years, but...
Well,
I
no, there was... For me, it was different. I was like, you get social studies this year, but not next year.
Whoa.
I don't know what happened there.
What was her name? What? It started with L? I don't know. But I remember every teacher's name before that.
From Chaparral?
I
there's a few that stick out.
It's so hard to remember, like,
whole
your schedule.
And,
like, Swanson was a good one.
And then,
Zara?
Yeah, that's, that's who it was. Yeah, I was like, who was, like, fifth grade, yeah.
It's so weird. It's like they don't even exist anymore.
Miss...
I was saying everything's like a blur, maybe because I There we go.
What if
everything is still a blur though?
well,
adios.
That concludes this one. Later, one subscriber.